we looked at all of the elections in this upcoming general election that would have constituents in the Roaring Fork watershed eligible to vote on that election. We went to the Secretary of State, and anyone who did their due diligence to register with the Secretary of State, regardless of what party they had and regardless of whether or not they were going to be on the ballot or would be a write-in, we gave everyone the opportunity to respond.
What questions did you ask the candidates?
All candidates were asked the same two questions. The first is, with state and local populations predicted to continue to increase, we are seeing many people move here from much wetter and coastal areas. How can we educate the new or part-time resident about Colorado water as a scarce resource? Our second question was, how can we work creatively within Colorado water law to honor community values and protect local rivers and water resources, especially in drought years?
How did you come up with those questions?
So those two questions were created by our Water Science and Policy Director, Heather Lewin. We wanted them to be relevant and about important issues, not only issues that are important here in the Roaring Fork watershed, but issues that are also important across the state. But we wanted to keep them kind of broad enough to give candidates kind of the room to respond in a way creatively, to really kind of talk about what specifically they might do or what programs they might enact. Those questions also focus a little bit on the future and a little bit on drought, which is, of course, something that we're really feeling here on the Western Slope this past year.
Well, Kristen, what were some of the differences among the candidates' responses? I mean, you received responses from Democrats, Republicans, Independents, unaffiliated, Libertarians, someone from the Unity Party, and a Green candidate.
You know, we had Democrats that were really strong about wanting to protect public lands because they recognize that our public lands have big impacts on our water resources. We had Republicans that really felt that they needed to stand up for privately held water rights and really wanted to express to voters that they were going to work to protect those privately held water rights. We had a Libertarian that was very interested in broad-scale beaver reintroduction as a way to help store water. And there's actually a lot of science that does show that beaver dams are very effective ways of increasing the amount of water a watershed can hold. And then we even had a Libertarian candidate. He was running for a federal position, and he really felt that this was a state's issue. So he said that he didn't want to comment because he wanted to make sure voters knew that he would try and leave these types of issues up to the state.
Right. That was the candidate for District 2 who wants to revive the 10th Amendment. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And finally, Kristen, what surprised you the most about the responses?
The amount of time that candidates really put into responding. You know, we talked about the differences that these different candidates had, but almost all of them agreed in that we need to increase education in Colorado on water issues. Almost everybody felt that public needed to be involved in these issues, and we needed to take input from a variety of stakeholders. And then it was also just really great to see the different ideas that people came up with for kind of trying to conserve water in the future, or ideas on how we might be able to store more water. People were really great about talking about different watershed organizations throughout the state that are currently doing some really great work.
Well, I'm hoping this conversation has whet listeners' appetites to take a look at this voter's guide. How can they find it?
So our voter's guide is available on our Facebook page as well as on our website, which is roaringfork.org. Physical copies of the voter's guide are in the process of being distributed throughout the Roaring Fork Valley and should be distributed before people start to receive their mail-in ballots.
Well, Kristen, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.